This is Akashwani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan today to launch multiple development projects worth over 17,600 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will visit Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in sectors including road, rail, gas pipeline, housing and clean drinking water. Prime Minister's vision to provide housing for all will be strengthened as the lighthouse project at Indore, Madhya Pradesh will be inaugurated. In a step towards realizing Prime Minister's vision of providing safe and adequate drinking water through individual household tap connections, the foundation stone of multiple Jal Jeevan Missions projects in Mandla, Jabalpur and Dindori districts worth over 2,350 crore rupees will be laid. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple projects worth more than 4,800 crore rupees for improving the road infrastructure in Madhya Pradesh. Prime Minister will dedicate rail projects worth more than 1,850 crore rupees to the nation. These projects will improve rail infrastructure in Madhya Pradesh, benefiting the trade and tourism in the state. In Rajasthan, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects worth about 5,000 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, aviation, health and higher education at Jodhpur today. He will also address a public meeting. The government has increased the LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said, in a major decision, the Union Cabinet approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for the beneficiaries under Prime Minister Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. Mr. Thakur informed that the Union Cabinet also approved terms of reference to Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2 under the Interstate River Waters Dispute Act 1956 for the adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. In the Kashmir Valley, Jammu and Kashmir police along with security forces neutralized two terrorists linked with proscribed terrorist outfit Hizbul Mujahideen in Kulgam district yesterday. Acting on a specific input regarding the presence of terrorists in Kujar area of Kulgam, a joint cordon and search operation was launched by Kulgam police, Army's 1 Rashtra Rifles and CRPF. As per police records, the slain terrorists were involved in several terror crime cases. In Sikkim, 59 people, including 23 army personnel, have been reported missing, while 5 people were confirmed dead after cloudburst over Lonhak Lake in Mangan triggered a flash flood in Teesta River in the Lachen Valley. Speaking to Akashwani News, Chief Secretary of Sikkim, Vijay Bhushan Pathak, said that all necessary measures for relief and research is being undertaken. India Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Sikkim, North Odisha during next 2 days. It said northeastern part of the country is also expected to receive heavy to heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. In China, Indian athletes had a stellar day at the Hangzhou Asian Games on day 11 yesterday, winning 12 medals including 3 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. India is currently at the 4th place in the medal tally, winning a total of 81 medals. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. So far, India has clinched 18 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze medals. It will be an eventful day for the Indian athletes today with several medal matches lined up for the participants. Men's marathon final, jiu-jitsu, roller skating, wrestling and many more will be taking place. Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad is all set to host the ICC Men's World Cup beginning today. Nearly 3,500 police personnel will be deployed at Narendra Modi Stadium in Motera area and other parts of Ahmedabad during the opening match of the ICC Cricket World Cup between New Zealand and England. And that is the end of this news bulletin.